Blog Talk Radio.
When it comes to love, I do most anything. 'Cause if you have it in your heart, you know you're a rich man. There's just not enough to go around the world today. And if we have a little more, you know it'd be a better place. I can only go by what's happened to me, and now when it comes to love, you're gonna cry a little, hurt a little, feel a little pain in your heart, laugh a little, care a lot. Take a look at what you got, 'cause you're only human. We make mistakes and we're gonna live to see another day, baby. Comes to love. I wanna have it all.
Well, welcome everybody to Psychic Reading Wednesday. All right, we're so glad that you're here to join us. And this is your host, Lennis, on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and my co-host, Brenda.
Hi.
So we're just going to do a quick announcement. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Gwen in California. It is her birthday, so happy birthday, Gwen. And just a quick psychic update. I discussed earlier this month about Mercury retrograde, so here is an update for all you astrology folks. Mercury retrograde began on February 7th in the sign of Taurus. Mercury retrograde will end on February 26th. In the sign of Sagittarius. Now, Valentine's Day, which is Friday, will be in the sign of Cancer, and Cancer is a sign of nurturing. So anyway, and the only other thing that I had for me, which I felt earlier this week, was I had the feeling the other night while meditating on an earthquake around 5 to 7 on the Richter scale. This earthquake will spread far and wide. It will occur near water. Lots of people, although I feel there's something strange about this particular occurrence, about this earthquake. So we'll just see. If it comes about, we will talk about it. Okay, and Brenda, did you have any other announcements?
Look out for the full moon, everybody, and it is on Valentine's Day. Ought to be quite some interesting events on Valentine's Day. This moon is called the snow moon or the storm moon, the stormy moon, which, you know, is appropriate since it's February where a lot of people have snow. But, yeah, so it's your full moon. This is your time to reflect on how things have gone since the new moon earlier this month. And so this is when the moon is going to start its waning process. So this is the time when you want to think about and put in motion the things you want to reduce, release, spring cleaning, all that stuff. Stuff when you're getting rid of things is after your full moon. You can see it clearly. You can see what needs to go. So release it. Bad attitudes, bad relationships. Yeah. It's probably, sadly, one of the better times to end your relationships on this particular Valentine's Day with this full moon.
Okay.
But I'm not telling you to do that. Okay?
I was going to say, a lot of love there, girl.
Yeah.
No way are we seeing that.
No, you know, if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with, you know, yourself.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, with that, as I stated and advertised, it's Valentine's week. So today's Psychic Readings, Valentine's Day, we're giving you two questions. So you can do a love question and a question about something else, but two questions today, folks. So with that, we're going to begin. We have a call waiting, and it's area code 314. As soon as I get her up. Here we go. Area code 314, who's this?
This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Missouri, right?
Yes, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have family there. Well, Erica,
how's it going?
Happy
Lori,
Valentine's.
Right?
Happy Valentine's Day, huh?
Did you say your name is Lori?
Erica.
Erica.
Oh, Erica. I'm sorry, sweetie. Okay, Erica. What's up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on the radio.
Well, ask us a question, honey. What would you like
to
know?
Did you have a psychic question, something you want to know? You can have two. It doesn't have to be about love. It could be about job
anything.
Or family or thing, other things.
Uh-oh, you're at work?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Put us on hold and come back. Just put us on hold and come back.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that. She's trying to get some information. Well, what I was picking up off of Erica right away was that she was running away from something. I'm going to have to ask her that. She's unhappy. So let's see what that's
I haven't
about.
Thought about her yet because waiting. I'm sort of waiting for her to say something, but I haven't.
I did. I was picking up running away or unhappy. Unhappy. So anyway, we'll just
Well, what I'm getting is there is a bit of apprehension. So I think that whatever choices that she wants to make, she's not really sure if it's time to do it or not.
Mm,
so,
okay.
Well, maybe she'll come back and tell us what area she's interested in. But,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, also, Brenda brought up earlier, everyone, about the full moon on Valentine's Day. Like I said earlier, it is in the sign of Cancer on that day, and Cancer is a nurturing sign. So if you... You know, Brenda said it can go, it can be a loving, a very good Valentine's Day that you're very happy about and you love each other. Or as Brenda stated, it could also be the time that you decide it's enough and you want to go your separate way. So I don't know, Valentine's Day.
Well, the full moon goes for about half the month. So as it's releasing, the moon is starting to wane. Once it hits full moon, then it's going to start to wane. So let's see. I'll tell you, I think it's 3:54 p.m. on the West Coast. The full moon hits its peak. So just a little bit before 4 p.m. on Friday. It'll be just about the ending. Well, no, it'll be almost, towards the end of Lennis's Friday Traffic Jam show. So... That's after that point, things are going to start to wane. But remember, it's full moon, and that's when all the tides and the energies in the world are, really going kind of crazy. Not really crazy, but just really active. And then you feel all those weird gravitational pulls, which then affects most of us, our energy, even though we like to think it doesn't affect us. But there is an extreme coincidence with a lot of activities in the full moon.
Brenda, hold up. We got another call. Let's go to this one. Area code 617. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Area code 617. Who's this?
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, our girl.
Hey, Lisa.
How you doing? We always glad to hear from you. Happy Valentine, woman.
Happy Valentine's
Lisa, so,
Day,
she's
Lisa.
Doing so well, folks. She's talking to herself as well. Said, hey, Lisa, and everybody else. I like it.
I know. Can you believe it? That's not what I meant to say.
That's okay, honey. Everything you say is what you mean to say. There are no mistakes. There are no excuses. If you didn't like what came out of those lips, it's time to rethink the next time those lips open.
I know.
Wait a minute. Lisa, I got to tell you something funny. That Brenda is a mess. Girl, did you listen to the show Sunday on types of marriages? Arranged, mixed, whatever, religious?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, we asked Brenda because Brenda's boyfriend is Italian. So I asked Brenda, I said, well, how do you feel, you know, being in an interracial relationship?
They've been together
for eons.
You tried to call me out in front of everybody, Lisa. In front of everybody.
I sure am. I'm calling you out. Lisa, you know what she said? That I'm not Catholic. That's what she said. I'm not Catholic.
What I said was, because she's asking about, yeah, she goes, but she also, the way she
told
me, Lisa, like, you know, she said, you know, well, Brenda, why don't you tell us about, you know, because you're involved in an interracial relationship. And I said, he's Catholic and I'm not. That's about as interracial as you can get. So, you
for me,
the whole thing about race and all that, I don't really buy into that the way everyone else does because that's not what I see. I mean, let's face it, most of the time I'm reading someone, it's their essence or, you know, their, you know, mental makeup. And so usually there's no color associated with that.
Right,
so,
that's true. That's true.
But that's what, you know, he and I, if there's something that we get into it about, it's, you know, usually something like that and not like a real serious one. I like to tease him about it, but he sometimes gets a little sensitive about it.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I'm a tough love kind of person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, most people, when they deal with me, need a few bandages. You know, they just do.
Stop it, Brenda. Stop it.
Well, you know it's the truth.
Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God.
Trust me, this man loves her down to her dirty drawers. Okay? They wouldn't be together 15 or 18 years if they didn't. Yeah, well, anyway. So, Lisa, how's things going? I ain't thinking about Brenda.
But again, Lisa, who did she call out? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
She won't even
get
into her love trains.
Oh,
that wouldn't be, you know, we won't even touch that.
Oh, my God.
You know, we have to get the NTSB in here, the National Traffic Safety, to talk about Lennox's romances.
Oh, stop it. You know I like to play. I'm Miss UGN, honey.
Sadly, that is the truth. The National Transit Safety Board.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Oh, my God.
How are you today, Lisa?
I am good. I am good. Kicking butts and taking names.
Uh-oh. That's what I like.
Yes. So, I'm telling you. The group of men at work, it's we are like, we're getting closer.
See?
Good. They respect you. They respect you.
Yes, because they see me standing up for myself and having a voice and not taking their mess.
Good.
Not just with them, but with... There's two other women. There's two other women that come in the early part of the later part of the night. They come in at 5 and just want to rule over me. I'm like, no, this is not happening.
There you
not
go.
Gonna happen.
Right on. Good for you.
Not going to happen. And I call them out, went to the office today. That's not going to happen. Mm-mm.
Good for you.
You come in, you do your job. I come in, I do my job. Don't try. You cannot rule over me. Don't even try.
Good for you. Ah,
you were supposed to go to that job. You were supposed
to
go to that job.
They don't know what to do with me. It's like when I'm ready to go, I'm going.
Yeah.
When I'm ready. Yep.
God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, they'll figure out that they don't have as many holes in their personality as they'd like to believe they do, so they feel the need to lash out. But that's all right. One of these days, they'll own up to who they are and realize it's not as terrifying as they keep trying to, you know, tell themselves or let other people think, you know.
Exactly.
They think that about themselves, and that's how come they're that way.
Really?
Yeah, come on. When you don't feel good about yourself or you think you're less than everyone
misery
else,
loves company.
Your survival yeah. skills are going to tell you to either make other people seem less than you are so that you don't have to go so deep.
Right, right. That's
so,
true.
So, you know, this is
that's
damaged
true.
Stuff, you know, people that are wounded.
Mm.
And the best way to heal is to, you know, recognize that you're really not the monster ogre you are. Most people mm. who go there, they get mm. really depressed and bad. Hey, listen,
that's
people
true.
Who beat their wives mm. or their husbands, because that happens too.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it gets worse because they start feeling even more awful about themselves.
That's true.
And because this person keeps perpetuating it, they're mm. making them feel even more worse because
that's
they
true.
Don't stand up and they just, you know, they almost make the person, it's just this awful cycle.
That's
you,
true.
Anybody would feel bad if they hit someone and they're sitting there cowering. Even though they'll get angry, they're getting mm-hmm. angry because now, and they do say that all the time, now look what you made me do. And, mm-hmm. we, you know, most of society just assumes that they like it. You know, nobody really wants somebody to look back at them like they're completely terrified of them.
That's
and
true.
The ones who do that are antisocial or psychopathic. Mm. But every wife beater that you meet is not a psychopathic person.
That's
most
true.
Of them are just having an identity crisis. They're upset because they don't have a job or they feel inadequate. Maybe they promised this woman the world and all they can get is a job at McDonald's.
Right.
And now they just
right.
feel shame. They don't know where right. to put it. So then they just start shifting it to the next best thing, the other person in the house. It's
that's
really
true.
Not a simple thing, but yeah. People who come
yeah.
at you wrong, that's all their stuff. And
that's
why
true.
We, it's always best not to own it.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, yep. very
and,
true.
And Lisa's not, so that's good. Yep.
That's
oh,
right.
no.
That's
oh, no. I put it, no, this is not my issue. This is your issue. I come in and do what is asked of me to do. And, you know, for the first time with me, I'm owning who I am. I'm owning the fact
good.
That, and I told them, you have a damn good employee in me.
Mm-hmm.
You've
yeah.
got somebody here that comes in every day, does a complaint, does what she needs to do. Willing to learn something new, you have a damn good employee sitting right here.
See.
Now, if that's not what you want, you can keep pushing me.
Exactly.
I'll be gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But they yeah. they looked at me like, uh-oh, she means business. Because everybody basically just goes about and just, you know, they're moan and groan, get in the corner, moan and groan, complaint and gossip. But me, I'm like, no. No.
Yeah, keep
well, you know, I keep quiet, you know, we don't say anything, and, you know, and I don't get mad. And I said, right, and that's why you're standing in the corner. You're ready to leave. You're ready to walk out the door. You're ready to not show up because you don't, you're not speaking. You're not, you're cowering in the corner. I said, I'm not going to do that because what they're doing is wrong. And I'm going to tell them, you're wrong.
Mm. That's right.
This
okay,
is not
hold
the
on,
check.
Lisa.
Sure.
Hold on. We got another call. Hold on. Area code 303, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
It's Lydia. Lydia. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Lydia. Let me introduce you to a real good friend of ours, Lisa. Lisa, Lydia. Lydia
hi,
does
Lydia.
Show
hi,
on Saturday. Yeah, she does our show on Saturday, Time
yes,
to Love.
I spoke briefly.
And
we spoke briefly on
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Lydia met Lisa last week.
Yeah,
oh, it was
yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay.
That's all right. Did you have a birthday here somewhere, in the, like recently there, Linus? You know, you just own yourself, not your age.
Oh, I don't like that.
You see how
I do
you
too.
About
like that.
Me? Look, y'all, just because I'm 65 years old and I look good.
Yes, you
oh
do.
Oh, my God. You don't look good. You look good, girl. You look awesome. You don't even know. Yeah, forget that. Those two numbers. I'd invent a new one in my mind. You can brag about it to your friends that you're, you know, 65, but in your mind, I think maybe like 38, 39.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you just go for that.
I would have said 50, 56. You know.
Oh, please.
No.
He passed me.
Nobody believes me when I tell them the truth, do they, Brenda?
Yeah.
They don't believe me. They're like,
because
she's lying.
Because he passes for
she's
so much
lying.
Younger. Listen, everyone in her family's like that. Everyone in her family.
We got good
well,
genes.
That must include you, Miss Boo.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I guess we're related.
This is how good our genes are. I'm 65, and I don't have wrinkles. And that's not a lie.
Well,
I have no wrinkles, no cat eyes, no wrinkles in my titties, in my face, and I'm 65 years old. You know what I mean? So I'm still going down.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, girl.
Look good, feel good,
you know,
taste good if I have a Valentine.
There you go. Now, ladies, I might be a little bit weird because I'm driving, but I knew that it was time for your show. And I wanted to ask you, and I'd listen if you can't, you know, if I'm being too noisy on the air, mute me. But I wanted to hear, did you mention the full moon that was coming up?
Yes, ma'am, we did. Yeah. She sure did.
You did. Okay, I'm going to have to listen to the archives. But I was just, I started feeling it last night, and I was wondering what was going on.
Oh, the storm.
Me too.
It's the storm and the snow moon. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
And it's going to peak at 3:54 our on our side of the hemisphere. So,
On Valentine's Day?
That's right. Woo.
Okay. Yeah. The full moon comes in on Valentine's Day, so that's what Brenda and I were discussing earlier, because it comes in on Cancer, and Cancer, you know, is a nurturing sign, but also because it's the full moon, it's the ending of things. Like, for some people, it might be beginnings and love, and for other people, it might be, you know what, it's time for us to go our separate ways.
Uh-huh.
So it's either or, it's yin or yang on Valentine's Day. For people.
Well,
so.
I guess we'll see how that plays out. I'm fixing my husband a nice dinner. He better want to stick around. He doesn't. Otherwise, he doesn't get any. And I don't mean food, girls.
I bet you there's going to be a big crop of babies in 9 months, that's for sure. You have a Valentine's Day and the full moon together.
Oh, wait, now don't forget about the snowstorm. All the people inside, come on, what you think they're doing? Everybody,
oh my goodness,
y'all, and listening to music. Some of
you
remember, it's almost like when the lights went out in that big blackout and they had all those babies born. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got a bunch of snow babies coming now.
That's right.
And especially like in Georgia, in the South. They're having snow in the South.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It ain't fried, it's shake and bake. It's shake and bake.
Gotta stay warm somehow.
That's right.
Snowy shake and bake. And some snow babies 9 months later. Right, ladies, if you're having infertility issues or men, get in there, dig in, and get busy on the 14th. And actually try to get some afternoon delight in, you know, here on the West Coast, since it, you know, full moon goes, you know, peak at 3:54. You remember that song, Afternoon Delight?
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon
delight.
I'll be trying to catch that Midnight Express.
I used to hate that song, and then I became older, and it was like, now I totally understand Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, star rockets in flight.
I went to work with a smile on my face.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, now, Lisa, this is all very good stuff for your spirit, and then you're going to spread that out to those little naysayers. And it's like when you go in there with your beautiful smile and they're just sort of like curmudgeons, and it's like, just remember to say, hey, I hope you're having a great day. I wish the best for you.
You
they
know,
may not
mean,
get
that's,
it, but
yeah.
But you're sending it.
Yes.
Yeah, your energy, you're sending it.
Yes, yes, yes. This is very, very, very true. Very true.
I worked, when I worked at the bus company, one Valentine's Day, this guy, it was the sweetest thing. He went and got a bunch of roses, single roses, and he came in, and I was sitting in the report room, and all of a sudden, somebody was kissing me on the cheek and handing me a rose, and he said, this is for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And I said, really? Thank you. And he said, I just think that, you know, women deserve a little sweet something.
That's
a great
little
guy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe,
that's
you
nice.
Know,
get
you never know. Maybe up. Next Valentine's Day it'll be a little different for me.
Yeah.
There you go. You never know. You never know. By the summertime, it can be any time. It can be different. Spring
is
right around the corner.
This is true.
Lisa, you do know. And you know why?
Why?
Because you can manifest that, sweetie. That's up to you.
That's true. That's very true.
And you just, you know, all the things that people say, they write in their Bible, I'm in a committed, you know, loving, great relationship that's leading to marriage by blah, 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 blah. Write the date down. Fold that up, put it in your Bible or put it under your pillow, keep it on your person, wear it in your bra, keep it with you. Wherever you want to keep it, put it somewhere and just keep thinking about that.
Okay.
And just tell yourself you're there, not I want it.
Right.
We don't want to be in wanting.
Okay.
Just say, you know,
I am in
this type of relationship. Figure out what
and
you want.
And be sure
write
and make
it down,
sure you wish
say,
that they're blessed.
I am that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put a plug in. My show this Saturday is going to be very powerful. It's about being worthy, feeling worthy. Worthy of all your hopes and desires.
Now, your show starts at 5, correct?
Where do you live, Lisa?
I'm in the Northeast. I'm in
Massachusetts. Okay, it'll start then at 6.
Oh, 5.
No, 4.
No, because it's 2 o'clock
I'm at 3.
Our time, and 3 hours later, it is 5 on the East Coast. Lisa's
okay.
5 on the East Coast. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can always listen to the archives because actually even the last week's I talked about relationships and, you know, being in a good relationship with yourself, being your own Valentine's, but, you know, we always get off topic a little and talk about, you know, relationship or what you want to manifest, that type of thing. But feeling worthy is a real big part of it. And, you know, what is the deep-seated, for most of us, we have to get past a feeling of unworthiness or unlovableness. But to me, it's all boils down to being worth it. Feeling worthy.
You know what? Amen.
Worthy
yes.
is a very heavy word. I asked a lady once that at work that was going through some stuff, and I'll never forget one day her and I were sitting on the steps, and I asked her, I said, Michelle, what is your worth?
Mm-hmm.
And she started crying.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't answer me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know, we don't. That's going to be a really good show. I'm going to be there because people don't understand your worth. Who are you?
Yes.
What do you think of yourself as a person? You know, and it hurt me to see her start crying. I was like, wow. I thought all people felt worthy about something, but, you know, maybe we don't. Maybe there's some people that don't feel worthy.
I think most of us don't. I think that it's deep-seated. It's not on the surface. You could ask, you know, 10 people, do you feel worthy? And they're like, hella yes, but deep down inside, there's something, you know, we all have trauma in our lives. We all have incidents that happen, and we form a belief, and it keeps us in our comfort zone. The fear, you know, keeps us in a comfort zone, so we don't want to push out of it. So that's the kind of stuff I'm going to talk about on Saturday, and I think it's good for anyone. And I certainly, you know, we teach most what we need to learn, I think. And
Amen.
I've been working on this. But even just doing my research and writing up some things that I want to talk about has made me, you know, just take a deep sigh and breathe it in and realize all kinds of stuff. So even if you think you're there, or you think, oh, I know I'm worthy, it's always good to open up to some other ideas about
That's
it all.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
That is
well, I'm going to tell you a quick and dirty exercise that you can try real quickly,
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Okay.
Listen, I had to do it. Now listen. Okay,
go ahead.
You imagine your,
No,
imagine yourself in a boat with like three or four other people. You're out in a boat, you know, the ship sank and you're in this little lifeboat. But now, you know, it comes down to why is it that you deserve to be in the boat more than anybody else? And you cannot say, oh, you know, Susie or Bobby should be here because, you know, they have great hair or, you know, they know how to cook eggs better. You have to state, make a list of why you deserve to live over everyone else. And if you can't do that, you are definitely having worth issues. So if you're having those worth issues, do this assignment. Call in on Lydia's show on Saturday and tell us what you found out about your worth, because there's a reason you're here. God didn't make two of you. Even twins are not the same, no matter how identical. But God made you here, brought you here for a reason. And there's nobody that can fulfill what you do. Nobody. Nobody in time, from before or after, whenever. There's only one you. There will only be one you, which makes you a much rarer treasure than any diamond they'll ever find.
Wow. Wow.
So
I like
find
that.
That.
I'm going to do
out.
That.
Do that
I'm
assignment.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh, good.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Good. I would love to have you. Yes. Ladies, I'm going to need to get going, but I just wanted you to know that I'm thinking of you and sending you my love.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, Lydia. We always enjoy you. And
bye,
I'll
Lydia. I'm
definitely
going to listen to your show.
Thank you.
Yes, Friday.
Thanks, ladies. And Fridays
welcome.
I'll be listening while I'm cooking up a Valentine's meal.
Friday meal is
going to
be all the way live.
Yes, you'll be dancing around.
That's right.
Kitchen,
make sure you have your shower ahead of time because you know you're going to get busy.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow, Brenda.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, area code 314, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this? Area code 314. Hello.
That's Erica.
Yeah, it's Erica again.
Oh, okay, you're back. Erica, let me tell you what we picked up right quick before you had to go. I picked up that you were running away from something or unhappy. And Brenda, what did you pick up?
Well, I said she's apprehensive about a decision she has to make. She's not really sure if she's ready to make it right now or not.
Okay, so now ask the question. What did you want us to answer for you?
Does that ring true for you at all, Erica?
Well, right now I'm trying to buy a house, and I don't know if I should get a house because I was looking at the Mercury retrograde stuff. What?
Not now. Not until after the 26th. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hold off your closing at least?
Oh, I'm not even. I haven't even picked out a house yet. I just.
You can look for homes.
Okay.
Don't sign your paperwork until after the
26th. Yes.
Okay.
And you shouldn't have your closing that quickly, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I was almost rushed into something, but I just decided not to do that.
And I never rush.
Don't rush. 2 or 3 bedroom house. And it's one level. I see the house. It's a Rambler. It's a one level house, but it's either 2 or 3 bedrooms. And there's a ramp on the left hand side of the house. I don't know why, but there's a ramp there. Maybe whoever lived there before might have been in a wheelchair or something. And it's in a suburb area, but it's quiet. It's kind of nice. It's mixture. I mean, there's black, white. Looks like there's a couple of Asians that live in the neighborhood. So just to give you an idea while you're out looking, this is a house that I'm seeing, a rambler, two or three bedroom with a ramp to the left of the house. Like, you know,
now,
like I said. Go ahead, Brenda.
Now, Erica, now I'm going to tell you something. Get your addresses of the homes that you're looking at that you potentially really might want to buy. So you're not really, you're not sure if you should actually look for a home or not. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was trying to get, my plan originally was to try to move in before March, but I just said I was just going to wait because it was putting too much pressure on me and I couldn't hardly think clear.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, wait, yeah.
Well, if you get an address and or even one or two, or, you know, whatever, you call back in on Wednesday, and I can do the numerology on the address and tell you what kind of energy that house is going to exude.
Okay, I got a question. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I always see, like, when I was in the military, somebody had mentioned the number 1134, and ever since they mentioned that, like, in 2002, 2003, I've been, like, seeing it, and I keep seeing this taxi cab with 1134 on the back, and it's just weird. I was just wondering, like, what does that number mean? Like, I even see it on time. Like, I just won't be paying attention. I look at the time. Oh, it's 1134. Like, what is that?
Well,
it
3 and
to 9,
7, 11, 11 is considered a master number, any way you have two numbers that are doubled. So normally you don't at first reduce that. So that would be like an 11, which the number 11, it tends to beget something that's a little more well-known or a little more famous. There's a lot of celebrities who have 11s that come up with their names. So it doesn't mean you're going to be a celebrity, but it could mean that it has something to do with either how popular you're going to be or something like that. But anyway, that's the 11. Now, matching it with the 34, 3 and 4 reduced down to a 7, which has to do with more pensive, quiet time thinking. And it doesn't surprise me that you're bothered that you're being rushed because you really want to think things through. These numbers are sort of reminding you to do that, to take your time. So once we take the seven, and then we add it to the 11, which is a 2, comes down to a 2. 2 and the 7 come down to what is a 9. And 9 is a number of service. Now, I'm not sure quite exactly about you, but if you have 9s or 9s are coming up all the time, you either work in some kind of service-oriented. You were in the military, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you did service. You're a service-oriented type person. You tend to have one of those hearts where you would, you know, help people. Maybe you help people more than others. And maybe more than people even know you're helping them. But 9 is, it's like the number that Jesus had. I'm not saying you're going to become a priest or a nun or anything, but... It sounds like you're a person who needs to, have time to think. You're probably popular in your life to other people. People like you a lot, and also you probably will always be associated with service, some kind of way of helping humanity. I don't mean service like you have to, do service work, but. You're helping humanity always somewhere at some part of your life. Does that make sense to you based on your life?
Yeah. That's exactly what I feel. That's part of my life. That won't never go away.
Yeah. So when you start looking at houses, if you get a house that is a 7, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of people over your house. Your house is probably going to be more quiet, you're more peaceful. and you probably wouldn't feel comfortable if there's a whole lot of people in your house with a lot of noise. If you want to, if you want a place that's more family oriented, where everyone has a good time, and you, you know, always kind of have family around, you want a number like a 6, because that's the number for family and family get-togethers. But if you have a number like a number 5, now that's usually the number where people get buck wild and crazy, and they just want to be free to do and play and do whatever they want. So, you know, the numbers have special meanings, and I'm telling you, I have seen it time and time and time again when it comes to addresses. I mean, addresses where I've lived, I can see the difference. Like the number I'm in right here, it's a 7, and, well, Lennox could tell you, I mean, I mean, there are things that happened in my life, but I always had a bunch of friends or this, and there was always somebody coming over, and I'd have barbecues and blah, blah, blah. There was a lot of stuff always going on wherever I lived. But here, it's a 7, and almost nobody comes out here. And I've been in graduate school for the last 9 years, so
oh, wow.
Most of my time is on study. And so I know that I'm going to move in the next year, because my life is getting ready to change, and I will no longer need to be in that pensive mode. So, and I won't move to a house with a 7. there's other numbers too, you know. So, just if you can get them, or you can look up online numerology. Just look up what do the numbers mean, and you know, try to find a find an address that has a number that resonates with where you really want to be, because otherwise you may not be as happy. If you want to have a lot of people around and you love having your family around, you're not going to want a house with a 7. Okay.
Erica, I hope that we were able to help you in your movement.
Yes, you were. Thank you.
And my advice is do call back in when you do find the house or with a few addresses. And Brenda is very good at that, let me tell you. She's real good. So call back and let us know, and she can tell you if it's a good address for you to move to or not. How's that?
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Okay. Well, Erica,
I'm glad
you
called
in,
Erica. It was good talking to you.
Yes. Very nice talking to you. We're going to take another call.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Brenda, what are you saying? Hi, you're on the air with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, is this? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing terrific.
Good.
How can Brenda and I help you?
I'm just wondering, I'm feeling very scattered on my energy, and I particularly have some career things that are on the horizon, and I'm wondering where am I going and where do I need to be putting my energy?
Ooh,
hi,
I see you're very busy. I see that you are very busy. I'm thinking career-wise that there's no problem. I just see you moving. You're going so fast. It's like everything has happened rapidly, like boom, 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 boom. And I don't see any career problems. I see you going up. I see a ladder, and steps are going up this ladder, so you're going up. You're not going down by any means, but I see you real busy. Could you be more specific in your career? Like, are you looking for a promotion or a certain position? Because
well,
it's a lot
got
for
the,
you.
She's something to do with the office. There's office work or office management, but I will say this to you. You're not really somebody that has a problem, like, with career, like Lance Stain. You actually can make choices. The energy I keep getting from you is you can pick your choices, and maybe that's why you're feeling scattered, because you're not sure which way to go. some several opportunities are presenting themselves to you here.
Yeah,
in the next,
they are.
I feel like I am the only thing that is limiting me is myself. Like I really feel like right now more than anything, the world is with me, and the only thing that's going to limit me is where I put energy. So I'm trying to decide between a really big move and staying in the office where I am now. The big move would involve a lot of politics, but would just be an amazing move for me.
Well,
and I just wonder if you see that as something where I should place my energy in, that would be a good thing.
You know what I felt? I'm going to tell you right away as you were talking. I got a pain at the top of my head when you said where I'm at, or should I move on? The pain stopped. So
yes.
That tells me where you're at right now. You're not very comfortable or happy. But if you're making a decision to move on, the pain stops, so it tells me that it must be good. This,
okay.
Second. What did you get, Brenda?
It's time for you to move. And listen, you're going to be so appreciated. Everyone's going to want your time and attention. I don't know if it's because of your position or just how well you do what you do. But like I said, office was the first thing that came to my head as soon as you started talking. And the other thing was, like, you have the ability to make your choices. You can choose your own way. In other words, the other place that you think is going to be a little more political and there's a lot of stuff going on, how you operate is going to be one of those situations where people are like, okay, well, how do you think we ought to do this? It's like, well, I think da-da-da-da, and they're listening.
Yep.
And the more that you do and present yourself and, you know, just own up to who you are in that office environment, you're going to actually start to forge a path for you.
Okay. And the reason why I'm doing
so yeah, definitely, please, just run to it.
Yay. The only reason why I'm concerned about it is that eventually it will require running for election, and I'm not the political beast as most people are, so I'm just really worried about that part of it.
Oh, you'll do good. You'll do
Listen,
good. The
just,
support
you
that
know,
you have
you need
is,
to,
is yeah. unheralded. Yeah. You'll
stand
do
in
real
your,
good.
Stand in your abilities. You
the universe
don't have
is
to,
pushing you in that direction. You know
yeah.
that, don't you? That's why she's
well,
got
yeah,
to be where she's at
I'm,
now. She's being pushed in that direction because there's a calling coming to her. There's a reason why she's unhappy there to move. The universe is pushing her to this other side because there's something that she needs to give the people, and only she can do it. So, yep.
Most of us don't get that, okay, it's your choice. You pick.
Okay. And then I get the feeling that all of this is going to, like, by this time next year, I'm going to be in a whole different, I feel like this year, 2014, is the year that it's just going to, everything I've worked so hard for literally over the course of my life and some of the things that have happened that I didn't understand, that this is the year where all of those things come together and my career is just finally going to make sense to me, and that's why I'm being pushed to do this thing. It's been That's where all the pieces come together. Is that correct?
Yep. When you make that move, they sure will. Everything will fall into place. But it'll be rapid. It'll be fast. It's almost like... Do you need to do what now?
I need to step out of fear and step onto faith.
I'm sorry.
Aren't you already on faith?
So it sounds like I really need to step out of fear and step into faith, like know that the universe has got me on this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. What you've accomplished already, you stepped out, like Brenda says, stepped out on faith. Look where you're at now, because you walked by faith, not by sight. You believed in yourself, and you said, you know what, I can do this. So now do this, what's coming your way. It's going to be fast. It's almost like I see you with 15 minutes of fame. You're going to be out there. A lot of people are going to know who you are, a lot of people. If they don't know you now, you're right, between 2014 and 2015, they're going to know who you are. universe has put you in a direction. Yes,
okay.
Indeedy. Yes. You're bringing something to the people. I don't know what it is. The spirit is not telling me, but whatever it is, the universe is pushing you there so that you're standing out, that everybody can see you and hear what you have to say. And Brenda's right. When you speak, people will listen. It's almost like Oprah. You know, like, what did Nicole say?
Okay, well, that's good to know. So what's going on with my love life? Because it's Valentine's.
Okay. Ooh, girl, you're going to get some good nookies. God, I just got a feeling downstairs. Enjoy your nighttime excursion. Anyway, it came right up. I mean, when she said love life, and all of a sudden downstairs was like, ooh, wee. Like, okay. All righty.
It doesn't mean it's a permanent love thing. It's not. I'm not getting a permanency, but I think you're gonna have some connections.
No,
I'm not feeling permanent at this moment. If you're with somebody now, listen. I don't feel permanent. Like. You feel like there's a feeling you get from people who are long-standing connected. It's slightly different, but it's not saying that it's not good. It's just saying that it's not the permanent thing. It's not the, you know, the forever thing for the rest of your life. So it's not. It's just enjoy your time.
I pick up totally different. The relationship she's in is permanent. So we're opposites. I pick up that it is permanent, the relationship she's in.
Yeah, I think it, I mean, God, only God knows, but it feels more permanent, although I feel like he has cold feet some way about making the next step.
Maybe that's what I'm picking up. I don't know, but I'm
That may be what you're picking up, Brenda.
Shy. That's why I said, you know, whoever you're with, I don't know, but just. Like I said, enjoy your time with what you have. You know, just, you know, enjoy the moment.
Oh, I am.
I see a surprise, a couple of surprises. And if you got animals, the animals will have surprises too.
Good surprises or bad surprises?
Yeah. No. This is for Valentine's Day. Everybody gets in the picture to give you something. That's what I'm saying. They all give you something. So it's like even your animals, they have little presents for you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dogs basically live, you know, pine needles and stuff and big bowls of pine in here. I don't know how they get that. You know what? The presents they leave me aren't the ones I necessarily like. But hopefully your dogs won't bring in any worms. They've done that, too.
No, they need other things. Anything else that I need to know about that you ladies are picking up on?
I think you're in good shape.
Watch a lady with blonde hair, blue eyes, and glasses, and her glasses are old-time frames. Just watch her. She's got old-timey frames, but there's something about her. I can feel her. Her presence. I don't know if it's somebody in your office. Yeah. I don't know if it's somebody in your office, but she wears old granny glasses. But she's sneaky. That's what I'm picking up. She's sneaky, so just be careful around her.
Let me ask you this. Did she used to be blonde or is she currently blonde? Because if it's an older woman who may have used to be blonde but now she's gray, I think I know who you're talking about. If it's she's currently blonde. I'll have to think more about it.
No, she's got gray. She's got gray.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to fill her hair. Yeah, no, she's
got
gray.
Oh, yeah, she's sneakier than the snake in the grass. Yeah.
Okay, well, just for a warning.
Thank you. I'm glad to have that.
You're aware.
Yeah, I'm glad to have it.
But congratulations. Congratulations, because your position is definitely going to change. And like I said, I saw a ladder. You're just going up, 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 up. So just keep your wits and your strength about you because, it's going to be big time.
Good to know.
Well, have a happy Valentine's Day, Nicole.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You? Happy Valentine's.
Same to you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Ladies, I've got to get moving.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Lisa, you were going to ask me a question real quick before Nicole came on. What was that?
Oh, what I wanted to ask
was it about
you,
numerology?
No. Actually, in regards to a lot of changes, as you both know, a lot of changes are going on with me, and I'm very excited about it. Is there anything that, because I'm really starting to really get into doing ritual, praying, meditating, really starting to get into something maybe even a little deeper than that. Do you have any suggestions with these changes that are about to occur for me? Because just hearing the two of you speak and listen to your callers, I'm really feeling empowered that, you know, whatever it is that I want to do, it's I have to put it out there and it's going to happen. And I just want to know.
Oh, and it is.
If you will do me a favor, Lisa, if you can squeeze the little bucks out. I don't know what your financial situation is, but I think you can do it. Find the book. I don't know if you have a Kindle. If you have a Kindle, you can get it through Amazon. But it's called Wishes Fulfilled, Manifesting, The Art of Manifesting. And it's by Dr. Dyer. I think you said that you've read Dr. Dyer.
Yes. I can actually go to the library to get that.
Yeah, get the book, and trust me, just spend some time reading it, possibly rereading it.
Okay.
You'll eventually want your own copy, but it will help you in seeing things in a much more directive way on how to manifest what you're looking to manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that on top of the way that you sort of, you know, owned your power, that's going to just shoot you even farther along in your path.
Yes.
Oh Lord, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
But I mean rituals are great and I totally applaud that. But like we have different manuals, you know, that sort of support our journey, and this is one important one, I think, for people who are seriously looking to manifest changes that they choose to have in their life.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, hold on.
So
we got
find
one
that
more call.
For me if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Lydia did that. It changed hers, and I'm doing it, changing mine. And
yes.
I mean, I've been manifesting things lately that I'm just like, wow, Brenda, you know
good.
Your house is coming. This.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ladies, you're on the air with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Okay. So, Lisa, if you're gonna go, I'll talk to you later.
All right, all right. Many blessings to you both. Love you.
Love you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're on the air with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this? Hello?
Well, they don't want to talk, but they're on the air with us. So anyway, we're going to the end. I didn't mean to cut Lisa off, but I don't want to keep anybody else waiting, too, if we can help.
No, it's okay. I just initially go.
Well, anyway,
we're
coming to the close of the program. We had a good show today, very good. So let me give some announcements right quick before we go. Brenda Show Filmcology, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Brenda, what's the show about?
Tomorrow is Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, and Chris Tucker is in there, Robert De Niro. So it's a good movie to look at about relationships and other things. So, yeah, it's a good movie. It's a lot of awards and everything, but it surprised me. It creeped up on me, and I really, really support watching that.
Okay.
Join the discussion tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'd love to have you talk about what your take on the movie was and discuss some of the characters.
Or 2 o'clock Eastern. Yep.
That's right.
And Friday is Traffic Jam Fridays with me, where I do music for 30 minutes. But this Friday, because it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to be on for an hour. And I'm going to put some music down. If you don't make a baby, you're going to find somebody to make love to, okay? Believe that. That music is going to be off the chain. I'm going to put you in the mood not only to take you home in a good mood, but for the rest of Valentine's night, I want you to be thinking about it. And if you don't have anybody, well, shoot, love yourself. Buy your own flowers and candy. And then on Saturday we have time. That's right. And on Saturday we have Time to Love with Lydia at 3 o'clock Mountain Time or 2 o'clock Pacific Time.
3 o'clock
and 5
Eastern
o'clock.
Time.
And what time?
Oh, 5 o'clock. Oh, gosh.
5 o'clock 2
Eastern o'clock
time.
Our time, 5 o'clock their time.
And you want to be sure and join Lydia also, because Lydia's show Saturday on Time of Love is about worthiness. Are you worthy? Do you feel worthy? So be sure and join us. And then on Sunday, with me in the studio, we're going to be talking about different businesses. So I'm inviting everybody, if you have a business, call in, tell us about your business. Hopefully you have a website that they can go to and, you know, see your product or whatever. But that's what Sunday's show is going to be about, different businesses. It's Black History Month and it's Valentine's Month, so we're going to enjoy it all the way around. And with that, I'm going to start closing out the show. We just had a good show today. And Brenda, thank you so much. I just love you when you do your numerology because you explain that so well. And your other
thank
stuff,
you.
Too, please. Yeah. So
yeah, like when I called you out.
I called you out.
I know you love me. I love you too.
Well, as I say, if you can't grow with me, then you can't go with me. And Brenda always says, what?
Don't let your love go wrong. That's what my grandmother said.
That's right. All right. We love y'all. Thank you for joining us today. Be blessed and happy Valentine's Day on Friday.
Hi, everyone.
Or just pretend, why fool yourself? Don't be afraid to help yourself. It's never too late to stop and look and listen to your heart, hear what it's saying. Stop, listen to your heart, hear what it's saying. Stop and look. Listen to your heart here.